One of the first things I learned at the seminary in a major theology, I had a class with Father Jeremy Driscoll, who's now the abbot, who helped translate some of the prayers we use at Mass here, that the definition of theology, which is the science of God or the study of God, like biology, is faith seeking understanding. So while we have faith, we seek greater and greater understanding of what's really going on. The great gift of going to Mass on Sunday or hearing the Word of God, I was thinking as I held up the book that we're here to seek understanding, and the answers are here and in the church that produced this book, you know, the apostles and the writers of the New Testament and the Old Testament, that God has an answer for us. And we're seeking this understanding as we actually live out our lives. And there's two different threads in this first and third reading, and they come together in how we pray. Abraham's intercession in the face of what he sees, that a disaster is coming on a certain group of people, and he begins to intercede. It's very interesting. And, you know, in that story of Sodom and Gomorrah, we have the disasters from all time are caught up in that one story. What is it that saves us? Is it our weapons or is it God? Does God intervene in human history, and on whose behalf? You know, and in the gospel, again, we find God pretending, if you will, to not hear. That of course he hears us when we call. Of course he's going to answer our prayers. He's not always going to answer them the way we want us to, the way we want him to, or in the timing that we want. But he will always give us the Holy Spirit if we ask to understand. And so in the first reading, we see Abraham in the face of this disaster. And I think that reading, it comes up every 3 years. Now I want to say I have to hear it one more time yet this Sunday. Let's cut out about five of those and go right to the chase. We know he's going to get down to 10 guys. Why do we have to start with 50? The Lord must be going, okay, for 45, for 40, for 40, you know, and so on. But the point is that what's happening in the reading today is God is sending in some angels into that territory to observe what's going on and to see how they're treated. And in the same way, we too are tested, our faith is tested by how we react to others in their needs. What kind of a people are we? It's in the interruptions of life, the needy among us. We as a parish respond this way. We as individuals, how we treat the unfortunates or our family or the people in debt to us. Notice in the gospel, how do I treat? I'm in debt to God. I can't pay it back. My sins are beyond me. Jesus paid my debt. But I in turn, am going to be owed things by others that cannot pay me back. Maybe they're not sorry they're in debt to me. But yet, I forgive because God forgave me. And the angels, if you will, come through periodically to see how we are going, how we're doing. This is the same thing that's happening in the Old Testament. Abraham is clued in to what's really going on. He's praying over this area that God has given him, this greater area, wherever Sodom and Gomorrah is. Archaeology thinks they found that place. This was a natural disaster. At times, it's a human-made disaster. We ourselves are in the midst of a lot of terrorist attacks. I was thinking, you know, that this is going to be an issue in the election, is law and order and safety and this and that. But, you know, this is nothing new. When I was young, some of you remember this, we were taught how to get underneath our desks in case there was a nuclear attack. We all lived with that, didn't we? How come it never happened? We came awful close. I think there's an unwritten history of the world that nobody knows yet. It was people praying is what did that. That was the shield of God. Now, worldly people don't see that because they can't see past. I love this church because it reminds me of the Arch of Faith. Right outside the Arch of Faith, or the sphere of the universe, or our atmosphere, if you will, is the real world, the world we're going to live in forever. And God won't let us see it yet because we're not finished with our test. We have to see through faith. Everyone that has died sees the truth, but we haven't seen it yet, how much God has protected our world and our nation because of people that pray. Look how much Abraham was able to move God. Abraham's role was to pray. for the people he found there. He was concerned about them. Moses does this. Elijah does this. Jesus does this. He prays over Jerusalem. He says, if only you had recognized the moment of your visitation, this disaster, what happened to Jerusalem 2,000 years ago is the archetype for all disasters of all time. It's one of the worst things that ever happened to a city. And Jesus prayed over them, and they missed it. If only they treated one individual differently, Christ, it wouldn't have happened. And Christ comes among us in all these ways. It reminds me, there's a whole bunch of stories about these kinds of things. I was telling people last night, I've told this many times, Padre Pio was somebody that he was a real person. He was an Italian with a fiery temper. And he was saying 80 rosaries a day at one point, and he got in trouble with the church in the sense that the friars at one point were very jealous of him, and they were suspicious of him, and he wasn't allowed to even do a public mass for a number of years. He was very obedient to this injustice. And he was asked, they told him not to pray so much, if you can believe this, and he was asked why he prayed so much, and he said, I am praying to prevent a nuclear war. I think a few people like that saved us. It wasn't anything we did. We did our bit. President Kennedy, going back to those days, he did his bit. He did a lot of courageous stuff went on then, but we don't know. And there are many other stories like this. We won't know how much power came out of the intercessions that we do, even at Mass, the Adoration Chapel. There's prayers in there, some powerhouse of prayer, and also the works of charity that we do, changing one life at a time. Some of them were angels. We had our own visitation. Each one of us has this same story played out. There's another story that I like. Those of us who are going to France in the fall, please God, I have an airline reunion the weekend before, so I'm actually going to start from LA and then join everybody in New York. I'm going to break my trip in New York and go to see the World Trade Center. I haven't seen the museum. It's a little hard to go there for me, but I want to go. And again, I ask myself, what does God wish to speak to the world about? How must I pray? Our prayers are so critical for the world, now especially. Only God can save us from ourselves. Our science has gotten beyond us. God, we need to be infused with divine knowledge, and God wants to do that for us. There's a very interesting saint, Father David Trujillo, our deacon from the previous year, was very into this same saint. We're the only two in the diocese that knows about her, I think. Or I should say, she's on her way to canonization, named Maria Esperanza. There's a approved apparition in Venezuela down there. I'd love to see that, but she was actually on a boat going around New York the month or the week before 9/11, and she knew. She's the only visionary I know of in the 20th century that actually got it right. She foresaw that, and she prayed. And she said that what God would have been most pleased with there were two places of prayer for all religions to think about life. And we do think about life, don't we? Because we've all had our own 9/11s. And the people in this week, it's Munich. And our own community has these, all kinds of things. And we ask God, where are you? We knock on the door. He doesn't seem to answer. He seems to have a deaf ear sometimes. Other times, we look back and God has answered almost all of our prayers, but in his own time. Yet he's teaching us something. We're on a journey. God will answer, but we have something to learn, something to go through. We have to suffer like he did. We also have our own cross to bear, like Christ did. There's a great mystery of life, and I can't begin to pretend to understand it all. But we're all faith-seeking understanding, every one of us, in our own individual lives. What do you want me to pray for, Lord? How must I participate in the world in which I live? We're in unique times, and it calls for unique answers. And yet it's the same answer of all ages, that God sees those who are his friends. And he is saving the world through his blood and shielding us when we ask him to in individual lives. If he lets something through, some kind of suffering, it's for our best in the long run, no matter how it looks. So we ask God to give us grace, as he says in the gospel, Lord, help us to forgive others as we have those in debt to us, because we've been in debt to you. Give us today our daily bread, and don't subject us to the final test. Instead, let us be praying people and realize that our role is very great in the world around us.